value from your bank, think again.
This is News Talk. Moncrief's Fact of the Day. This is so good, you'll need to sit down.
Darth Vader's heavy breathing is trademarked.
Bet you didn't know that now, did you?
Welcome back to the show. Stephanie Preisner in for Sean today. Now, because of the heat wave this week, it is a near perfect condition to witness a number of astronomical events over the weekend, including a glimpse of Saturn, the supermoon, and even a meteor shower. Joining me now is David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, how's it going?
Very well, enjoying this weather, especially at night.
Are you? I'm not. It's very hot.
Well, you should be outside in the freezing cold with me. I can see my breath at night.
Where are you that you can see your breath? Because I will come with you.
Well, maybe that's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's 12 degrees Celsius. It's not surprising me to see your breath at those temperatures, but there you are.
Well, I was up in the middle of the night last night looking at the moon thinking, are you the reason I'm awake? Is it true that, you know, when there's a full moon, people sleep less?
Probably, yes. More because of the light trespass than anything else. People often can't sleep well with street light is shining in their window, or they have to have full blackout curtains. I'm not one of those. I can sleep under the daytime sun. So
you're just making me jealous.
All big problem that I don't have.
This is making me jealous. But anyway, we just stop the chit chat. Let us know what's happening. There's a supermoon tonight. What is a supermoon?
Well, the moon goes around the Earth in not a perfect circle. It's slightly egg-shaped orbit, and we can be 15% closer at some times than at other times. So when a full moon coincides with the time that we're closest to the moon, it can be 30% brighter. And that's what a supermoon is. It's happening tonight. In fact, it's the fourth one of the year, and there won't be any more till next July, so make the best of it.
So technically the moon was full this morning, right? Which means tonight, when it rises, it's going to be closer to us because of this egg-shaped orbit that it has. And is it an illusion, like it's brighter so we think it's bigger, or is it actually bigger because it's closer to us?
It's definitely bigger and it's definitely brighter. But there's another factor that happens. The moon mid-Ireland is due to rise tonight about 5 to 10. You'll probably need 15, 20 minutes, depending on your horizon, for it to get above all of that. So maybe between 10 and 11 people are going to see the moon low on the horizon. And there's a thing called the moon illusion that happens. So the moon really is slightly closer and slightly brighter. But the moon illusion can actually trump that enormously and make it look 2 or 3 times bigger sometimes. No one's really sure why, along with a lot of these optical illusions that the brain eye has. But I've seen it, and it can be very impressive. So to have a slightly bigger than normal moon and the moon illusion means you're not going to see the moon any better than this. Until next July anyway, and that's why we want everyone to get out, enjoy it, take pictures. There are all kinds of colour effects yesterday. We got some incredible photographs sent into us.
Why does the colour of it change?
That's due to the scattering effect of the Earth's atmosphere, the same reason why the sky is blue. So sunlight, which is lighting up the moon and the Earth, has got all the colours of the rainbow in it. And the particles of dust suspended in the air, and even the air molecules themselves, they scatter short wavelengths like blues and greens.
Mm-hmm.
So when the sun is going down, you're seeing it through a very thick layer of air. And that gets rid of all the blue, even the green, and the sunsets are often reddish in colour. And so will the moon rises and the moon sets be that colour as well. That's an atmospheric effect. In fact, the moon can even end up being distorted. I've seen some nice pictures where the moon doesn't look circular anymore. It looks like it's been squashed down a bit.
And that's just because of the atmosphere?
Yeah, all because of the atmosphere. And actually, it's quite good because the air bending through the Earth's atmosphere means that when we have a total eclipse of the moon, and there isn't one of those till next year, the moon actually doesn't turn completely dark. It ends up glowing about a million times dimmer, but a faint orange-red colour. And that orange-red colour is actually the light from all of the Earth's sunsets and sunrises all around the planet, which is quite a romantic thought.
A romantic thought, but one that's hard to sort of conceptualise. Tell us about Saturn. We're going to be able to see that tonight as well. Will we be able to see that if we don't have a telescope?
Absolutely you will. Yes, Saturn, that is closest to the Earth of the year this month. So when you're looking at the moon tonight, especially when it gets a little bit higher up, you'll notice to the upper right there's a star. Now, if you hold your fist out at arm's length, you'll cover both the moon and the, quote, star to the upper right of the moon, which is actually the planet Saturn. Now, to the naked eye, it looks like just a bright star. If you have a good telescope, you can actually show its rings. In fact, we have a big event at the end of the month to show people Saturn's rings up close in giant telescopes.
Tell us about that event.
Well, that's called Starbecue. It's Ireland's biggest annual star party. It's a barbecue under the stars, professional caterers, giant telescopes, and it takes place in the Wicklow Mountains, where the skies are extremely dark. So you've got the wonders of the universe in telescopes that most people will never own. They're at least 1,000 times more powerful than your eye. There are talks of the giant lasers to teach you the constellations. It's a great event for the whole family. Big fundraiser for Astronomy Ireland. We're a non-profit group, always looking for new members. And people, our members who do own telescopes, there's only a fraction of them that do, very kindly bring the telescopes along, because to see somebody for the first time look through the telescope and see the dot in the sky, Saturn, transformed into a globe with those incredible rings, you can't help but going ooh and ah. And it still brings a smile to our face to see a newcomer getting a thrill for the first time. That's on August 27th. Everybody is welcome. You can book tickets through our website, astronomy.ie.
That sounds incredible. So you do that up in the Wicklow Mountains. Does that mean that, like, for tonight, looking at Saturn, looking at the supermoon, that city lights might impact it? Like, is it better to look at these things in rural Ireland?
Well, the moon is so bright, you'll see it in broad daylight. So street lights don't actually affect it. So nothing to worry about there. In fact, being in a city, it's great because you can line the moon up with church spires, buildings, statues, anything at all. You get great creative photographs that way. A lot of people get their kids to hold out their hand and move their camera to a position where it looks like
the child is holding the moon in their hand.
They have great fun like that. Now, the Perseid meteor shower, most of those are faint, so you want to be in a dark location. It won't matter this year because the full moon is going to brighten the sky for people in rural locations anyway. So you just won't see the faint ones. But this shower is known for producing really bright meteors. We had a couple last night reported to us. I saw one 2 or 3 nights ago, lit up the whole ground. And the people are following Astronomy on magazine. Last October, on the front cover, they would have seen the best photograph I've ever seen of an exploding Perseid. The photographer was just lucky, pointing his camera in the right place at the right time, got a superb shot. In fact, you'll see a picture of that on our website as well from last October.
We have loads of texts coming in on this. One says, I have blackout blinds last night. The moon was so bright, it was peeking through and kept me awake. It's mad how it becomes such an inconvenience. I'm sorry that the moon is an inconvenience. I'm getting no sleep because of this flipping moon. I hope this is the last night of it. Will it be gone then by Saturday night?
The interesting thing is the moon, to the naked eye, can look full. It's got a pair of binoculars. A little chunk was beginning to be taken out of the moon, not quite fully stunned it. So we unfortunately will have an almost supermoon tomorrow night as well, with a good weather forecast. I think they need to get thicker curtains.
Thicker curtains. Does the moon affect animals too, I wonder, says Alice in Dublin. My dog has been acting so odd the last few nights.
Well, we have this classic concept of wolves baying at the moon. And, today with all of our modern life, at night time, we don't really worry about travelling cities. We've got street lights on all the time, car headlights when you're out in the countryside, torches galore. But in ancient times, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. And the only torch you would have had was a piece of fire, which, a lantern perhaps, and you go back even before and thousands of years ago. People just did not travel at night. It was too dangerous. Today, it's different. But I think when the full moon's up, you can certainly see the landscape enough to navigate it. I've done that. I remember one night, the night of a total eclipse of the moon, full moon before the eclipse, to see the landscape in the Wicklow Mountains, and during the total eclipse, the moon was almost gone. It was pitch black. As I said, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
I have also heard from nurses and guards that when there is a full moon, the A&E department and the guards are much busier because people start behaving very strangely. So maybe there is something in it.
There is. I mean, we have the word lunatic. We did actually participate in a study with Homestry decades ago, and they did a study of are there more births at the time of different phases of the moon, and the conclusion actually was that there is no correlation. And what we think happens is that on a night when there's been an unusually large number of births, which is going to happen statistically if the full moon, midwives will see it and just make that association. So if there isn't a full moon, they don't make the association. So it's more to do with human psychology and the select
David, you're ruining the magic of it for us. You're ruining it completely. I have another text
in
here.
We have one romantic story already, so we can't really have two.
Oh, there's not room on a Friday for two romantic stories. Well, we have a text in here that says, is Saturn to be seen looking southwest these last few nights? Moon rising at what compass point, please?
Yes, the Saturn will cross the entire sky. The thing about the moon being full means it's directly opposite the sun in the sky. So the sun is roughly going to set over in the west. That means the moon is going to rise roughly over in the east. And Saturn has been near the moon for the last couple of nights, within a hand span anyway. So it more really is in the south side of the southwest. It's very late. It will eventually move across the southwest in the same way that the sun crosses the sky and the moon crosses the sky, and all those motions are because the Earth is rotating. The planet and the moon are actually moving very slow compared to the Earth's rotation. But you won't have any problem spotting Saturn tonight. Look at the moon, upper right of the moon, brightish star, not the brightest in the sky, but fairly bright. That's Saturn. If you have a telescope, do aim it at Saturn, see if you can see the rings. If you can, you've got a good telescope.
We have another text in here that just says, I wonder, does David believe in UFOs? Do you?
Well, we're out watching these meteor showers, sometimes lying on a reclining chair for hours on end, and I've never seen anything that I can't explain. And there are lots of really crazy things up there, these Starlink satellites. There's some being launched today, so do check our website, follow our social media. We'll have a prediction later this afternoon. And you see 50 stars all close together, chasing each other across the sky. The first time I saw it, never seen anything like it in my life, but we know what that is. We've had bright fireballs. We've had a crazy northern light display. They're not very common in Ireland, but you get a few every year.
Well,
we predict all these on the social media. So I don't think that they're here abducting us. And we're on radio now. Most of News Talk's radio signal is going up out into space. And I'll say what I've said before on national radio. If there are any aliens out there that are listening in on this, so I'm out in the field often on my own, very easy to abduct. I don't believe you exist near the Earth. Come and abduct me if you want. I've been saying that for decades. And to this day, anyway, I haven't been abducted
yet. You haven't.
Yet.
Well, we'll know what happens. We'll know what's happened if you go radio silent. That's David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. And if you do take any amazing photos tonight, you should email them into the magazine and they might get published. The address is magazine@astronomy.ie. Thanks very much, David.
Pleasure. And the website, astronomy.ie, join Astronomy Ireland, get involved. It's a fantastic hobby.
We will do. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Now, it is time for something a little different. We're going to go...